Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, Wisdom Warriors. Logan Cruz here, your daily guide to stoicism and mental strength. Now, let's talk about something that most of us try to hide at all costs. Vulnerability. We build walls, we put on a brave face, but deep down, we crave connection, acceptance, even if it feels scary to show our true selves. Ever felt like you're constantly playing a role, putting on this mask for the world? You know that feeling when you want to share something deeply personal but hold back because you fear judgment or rejection? Well, in today's episode, we're ditching the masks and diving into a stoic perspective on vulnerability. Brace yourselves because this isn't about becoming emotionally fragile. It's about understanding that weakness is an opportunity for growth, not a sign of failure. Get ready to embrace your authentic self and discover the power that comes from letting go of control. Here are 5 key takeaways from this stoic journey into vulnerability. First up, recognize that vulnerability isn't weakness, it's courage. Think about it. It takes real guts to be open and honest with yourself and others, especially when you're afraid of getting hurt. Stoics understand that true strength lies in acknowledging our imperfections and embracing the full spectrum of human emotions. They say, the brave man is not he who does not feel fear, but he who conquers it. So, next time you feel that wave of vulnerability wash over you, remember. You're not being weak. You're showing incredible courage by stepping outside your comfort zone. Second, cultivate self-awareness. Stoics believe in understanding our own thoughts, emotions, and motivations. It's like taking an inventory of your inner landscape. What triggers your fear? What makes you feel insecure? By digging deeper into ourselves, we can learn to navigate those vulnerable moments with more grace and clarity. Think about it like this. Self-awareness is the foundation for building resilience. Third, accept that you can't control everything. Let's be real. Life throws curveballs, unexpected events happen, relationships change, and plans go awry. Trying to control every aspect of our lives only leads to frustration and stress. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control: our own thoughts, actions, and reactions, and accept the things that are outside of our influence. This doesn't mean giving up. It means shifting our energy towards what truly matters. Fourth, practice gratitude for your vulnerabilities. Sounds strange, right? But hear me out. Our weaknesses make us human. They're part of what makes us unique and relatable. By embracing our imperfections, we can connect with others on a deeper level. Think about it. When you share your vulnerability, you create space for genuine connection and build trust. And finally, remember that growth comes from discomfort. Stepping outside our comfort zone is essential for personal growth. It's in those moments of vulnerability where we learn the most about ourselves, discover hidden strengths, and forge unbreakable resilience. Think about it like this. Vulnerability is the soil in which courage blossoms. Now, let me paint you a picture with a real-world scenario. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work. You've prepared diligently, you know your stuff inside out, but as you stand there facing the audience, your heart starts racing. Your palms sweat, your mind races with doubts. You feel a familiar wave of vulnerability washing over you, the fear of judgment, the desire to disappear, the overwhelming urge to just run for cover. But here's the thing. You don't. You take a deep breath, channel your inner stoic warrior, and keep going. You acknowledge those feelings of vulnerability, but you don't let them control you. You focus on your message, connect with your audience, and deliver a powerful presentation. You might stumble, you might feel nervous, but you push through because you know that true growth lies beyond the comfort zone. And guess what? That moment of vulnerability could become a turning point, propelling you towards greater confidence and leadership skills. So, remember these key takeaways. Vulnerability isn't weakness, it's courage. Cultivate self-awareness, accept what you can't control, practice gratitude for your imperfections, and embrace growth through discomfort. You are stronger than you think, and the most powerful moments often come when we dare to be truly ourselves. Take a moment right now to reflect on your own experiences with vulnerability. Have there been times when stepping outside your comfort zone led to unexpected growth? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so you never miss an episode of Wisdom Warriors. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace, one stoic step at a time. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.